Good morning. I have not been able to join you for more than 2 weeks, or actually thinking even more than that, but because I've been sick for more than 2 weeks and continue to be sick. In a way, this is a very good practice time in all to see all the ways that being sick does not suit me. And this is what I was talking about before, in the weeks before, and I'll repeat Joko's summation of it in terms of practice, where she says, all practice can be summed up as one, observation of mental processes, we could say mental emotional processes, and two, the experiencing of present bodily sensations. This is our practice when we're sitting. It's much easier or more difficult when sitting because it's starker evident in our life. It's evident in a starker way when we're sitting and all of a sudden we're caught up in mental processes about yesterday, tomorrow, him, her, me, etc. And sitting enables us to embrace and be this bodily sensation universe, if we say it in that way. It's more difficult for us in so-called daily life because we're more given over to believing. We indulge ourselves in believing our likes and dislikes. Or, as Dogen says, we carry the self forward and confirm the 10,000 things, which he calls delusion. But it's important to know that this isn't something new that Joko came up with. It's another articulation which teachers have always done, and we have always done, of saying this fundamental truth of who we are, whether we call it Buddhist or another tradition, doesn't make a difference. The Buddha articulated the nature of our life. The nature of our life, where in our distortions of our life, we create suffering and harming for ourselves, or we enable ourselves and others to be free from this and even to live compassionately with all the others, beings that we join life with, to be this compassionate universe that we are. So I'll bring up something that I recently saw in a sutta, I should say, because it's in the Pali Canon, the Aggara Sutta, where the Buddha makes the example, quote, in a guest house, O monks, or O practitioners, people from the east take lodging, people from the west, the north, or south. People from the warrior caste may come and take lodging, and also Brahmins, middle-class people, and menials. Similarly, it's very clear, there arise in this body various kinds of feeling. There arise pleasant feelings, painful feelings, neutral feelings, worldly feelings that are pleasant, painful or neutral, or so-called spiritual, unworldly, he doesn't say so-called, that's why, feelings that are pleasant, painful, and neutral. And then in a different sutra, which I think clarifies it even better for us, the Buddha compares it. He says, beings and their multitudes do not become fully awake because they have become confused by afflictions that are like visitors and dusts. So we've just heard the example of visitors, and he goes on to say, the Buddha says, the sun shining through a crack in the door or in the wall displays the fine bits of dust bobbing up and down in space, moving all around in the sunshine. If the sun doesn't shine, you can't see the dust, although there's actually a lot of dust everywhere. But while the dust moves, bobbing up and down, space is still. It doesn't move. The ability to see the dust in the light, that the Buddha says, represents the attainment of the light of wisdom. Then you can see ignorance, which moves like dust in sunlight, and which causes as many afflictions as there are sand grains in the river Ganges. You also see the unmoving stillness that is our essential nature. There it is. It's up to us to see the dust, and seeing the dust allows us to be the essential nature that we always are. Though the dust, as I said, where Dogen talks about, is like carrying the self forward and realizing the 10,000 dharmas, which is, he calls, delusion. In other words, seeing all the dusts, the 10,000 dusts. But when we allow the dusts to advance and confirm, realize the self, this is awakening to who we are from the beginning. This is what the whole of the practice is of, or as Joko says, embodying this moment, being the moment, body, mind that we are. Some of you might remember in the past weeks, I brought up a quote from Dogen's teacher. Let me see if I can get it. There, this is Dogen's comment when he sums up the Heart Sutra. We've just chanted the Heart Sutra, which is, as far as Dogen is concerned, the compilation and the whole of our teaching, the whole of who we are, not a teaching for something else, but the teaching that has enabled us to see that prajna functioning of our whole life, of hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting. That's how Dogen restates the Heart Sutra. Pieces of prajna, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, etc., are pieces of prajna, Dogen says. Even suffering, the arising of suffering and the cessation in the path, that's also pieces of prajna. Even the various forms of practice are pieces of prajna. Prajna, pieces, is just, what does prajna mean? It's the anuttara samyak sambodhi, the wisdom of the present moment of the universe, which is past, present, and future. But Dogen, at the end of his commentary on the Heart Sutra, quotes his teacher, Tendon Yojo, Rujing, saying, quote, my former master, the old Buddha, said, it's the whole body. the whole body, the experiencing, if I use Joko's words, the experiencing of bodily sensation here now, the whole body like a mouth hanging in empty space, without asking if the winds are from north, south, east, west, without asking if I like these feelings, I don't like these feelings, these thoughts are right, these thoughts are wrong, I should do something about that one shouldn't have happened, etc., etc. Without asking if the winds are from north, south, east, or west, simply noticing them, or equally for them, it talks of prajna. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. No matter what mental, emotional phenomena arises, being able to see it as just that, being able to embrace it in being this bodily experiencing, is our opportunity to live the prajna wisdom that we are. Healthy, sick, being well, or coughing, as I have been doing over and over. One of my problems has been congestion and coughing uncontrollably for sometimes as much as 3-4 minutes. Worse than that, but you don't have to hear about that. Such is our condition. That's exactly our practice. As I said, it's easy to do when you're sitting. Of course, you'll tell me, that's sitting's not easy, it's the hardest thing. And yet, easy in the sense that sitting starkly reveals for us, if we're attentive, where we're going off and what we're adding on. Which ones were saying, those winds are good, please come. Those clouds are nice. I only want to have white clouds in my sky. No gray clouds, no black clouds. And if my sky is clear, I need to know, are there going to be black clouds coming in that sky? How do I prevent gray clouds from showing up there? What do I do if gray clouds show up? All the ways that we refuse to embrace the universe as arising, refuse to see the wisdom of our life, the wisdom of the experiencing moment right now, prajna, and therefore end up causing all sorts of difficulties. We want to set limits on who visits our guest house, despite the Buddha making it clear that that's exactly it. This sutra that I cited, in the body arises various kinds of feelings, just like in a guest house, all sorts of people show up from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Notice that's exactly the image that Rujing Dogen's teacher used, north, south, east, west, from all directions, from all realms, those that we want, those that we don't want, those that we like, those we thought we were done with, those we thought we would never have to face. And our practice is to notice them, but also to notice if we're getting caught up, blinded by our likes and dislikes, carrying the self forward and conforming. This one should come in, that one I don't want here. Likes and dislikes are what blind us to the sunlight that is our life, in which various dust particles appear and disappear. So please take care of your life, our life. Be the sunlight that our life is. Thank you.